This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the Russian election.
President Vladimir Putin has won a landslide victory in the presidential election. A win will extend his rule by another 6 years and takes place against the backdrop of the harshest crackdown on political opposition and freedom of speech in Russia since Soviet times. Putin's fiercest political rival, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison last month, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. Only three token candidates and no one who opposes his war in Ukraine were allowed to run against him. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says that he supported an idea to release the opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a prisoner exchange just days before the man who was his biggest foe died. In his first comments to address Navalny's death, Putin said the dissident's demise, it happens. There is nothing you can do about it. It's life. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the widening flap between U.S. and Israeli leaders.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hitting back against growing U.S. criticism over his handling of the war with Hamas and its death toll in Gaza. On Fox and Friends, Benjamin Netanyahu says,
We're going to destroy the remaining Hamas terrorist battalions in Rafah. Is both important for eradicating the Hamas rule, but also important for getting the hostages out.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has called for the Prime Minister to be replaced through an election, which Netanyahu calls inappropriate.
We're not a banana republic. The people of Israel will choose when they'll have elections, who they'll elect, and it's not something that will be foisted upon us.
He says most Israeli voters support his actions in Gaza after the brutal October 7th attack that killed over 1,000 Israelis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea has fired a ballistic missile as South Korea hosts a democracy conference. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the sea on Monday for the first time in 2 months at a time when U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Seoul to attend a conference hosted by President Yoon Suk-yeol on advancing democracy. South Korea's military said the missile was fired to the east of the Korean Peninsula. North Korea's military has been conducting exercises using conventional weapons in recent weeks, often personally overseen by the isolated state's leader Kim Jong-un. The show of force by Pyongyang comes as the militaries of South Korea and the United States carried out large-scale annual joint military drills for 10 days ending last Thursday. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
The European Union has announced a 74 point billion or euro or $8 billion aid package for cash-strapped Egypt, as concerns mount that economic pressure and conflicts in neighboring countries could drive more migrants to European shores. Anthony Karasava reports from Athens.
Greece has been a favored gateway to the European Union for migrants and refugees from the Middle East, Africa, and Asia since 2015, when nearly 1 million people landed on its islands, causing an unprecedented humanitarian crisis. Thousands of others have since then died at sea. The migration crisis has seen Greece take a strong-arm approach to fending off illegal flows, triggering, however, accusations that it is pushing back migrants on rickety rafts, endangering their lives, even torturing them upon arrival. Anthika Rasava, VOA News, Athens, Greece.
A charter flight carrying dozens of U.S. citizens fleeing spiraling gang violence in Haiti landed in Miami. U.S. State Department officials said more than 30 U.S. citizens were on the government-chartered flight Sunday and arrived at the Miami International Airport after the U.S. Embassy in Haiti earlier this month urged U.S. citizens to leave the nation as soon as possible because of the chaos gripping the country. Haiti's main airport in Port-au-Prince remains closed following gang attacks. State Department announced Saturday that it would offer limited charter flights for American citizens from the less chaotic northern city of Cape Haitian. The U.S. is scrambling to assess the future of its counterterrorism operations in the Sahel region of Africa after the ruling junta in Niger announced it was ending military cooperation with Washington. U.S. military has hundreds of troops stationed at a major air base in the country that is used to deploy flights over the vast Sahel region.